Good morning. Our question today, when it comes to Ani Ama'afech Becharara, let's assume there's been a violation of the halacha of Ani Ama'afech Becharara. So if we had an initial seller and purchaser, and they've agreed on the price, or they're about to agree on the price, and a second purchaser comes in and steals the deal, he takes the deal, not literally stealing because the deal wasn't closed yet, but he takes the deal from number one, so we would say, Ani Ama'afech Becharara, Nikra Rasha, that second person is called a Rasha. So what is the punishment? Because a Beis Din will not come in and reverse the sale. This is not a case of Mamish Gezel, of stealing. Had the deal closed between purchaser and seller, and purchaser number two comes and takes the asset from number one, that's called stealing because it was owned by somebody else. But here, it wasn't yet owned by purchaser number one, number two came and took the deal, seller sold it to him. So the question is, when we say Nikra Rasha, number two is called a Rasha because he took that deal, how is he punished? So the Sma on Choshem Mishnah says as follows, U'machrizin alav bebeisa kneses shasa maisa Rasha kazeh. He's actually, there's an announcement in shul. If you can imagine, after shul, during, after Kriya Zadora, the Beis Din would come and make an announcement that this individual, purchaser number two, has done an evil deed. This is a Maisa Rasha. He has done something totally evil. He's Nikra Rasha, and it's trying to force him through social pressure, or inspire and motivate him through social pressure to turn the asset over to person number one. But the Beis Din cannot force it. It's through social pressure like this. It's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment. It's embarrassing that he acted that way. And we want to ensure he doesn't continue acting that way. And we want to make amends. So we're going to make that pronouncement in shul. So that's approach number one. The Pischei Choshen says as follows, Shagam nifsal edush l'shvu. In addition to that, he is puzzle. Number two is puzzle to give edus, to make a shvua. Why? Umidami leila magbia yado achaveru. It's similar to somebody who has lifted up his hand to somebody else to slap him, to physically hurt somebody else, to physically slap him. And the similarity is that the second person has given a financial slap to the first purchaser. So similar to somebody raising a hand to hit somebody, that's an evil deed, giving somebody a financial slap, stealing his opportunity, that is as well very similar. And accordingly, that second person would be puzzled to edus, puzzled to give a shvu until he makes amends. So that's approach number two. And approach number three is interesting. The Tshuvas Chemda Shlomo says, in addition, it could be that the Beis Din, although they can't reverse the transaction, they can't actively force number two, purchaser number two, got the deal to give that asset over to number one. They don't have the power to do that because it wasn't owned. This is a Nikra Rasha situation, but it wasn't an owned asset by number one. But it could be that the Beis Din can punish number two by giving him a fine. Derech Knas, some sort of penalty, Kedei Shelo Yaseh Kazos, so that he doesn't do these acts. However, the sale is still done, meaning number two is the owner of the sale, but it could be that the Beis Din can come in and can somehow penalize him independent of the sale, because the sale is an effective sale. Also to mention another thing, number four, even though the Beis Din cannot come in and it's a sale, and it's an effective sale to number two, he's Nikra Rasha, but it's an effective sale, still there are poskim that say, the Meiri says, Umidas Chasidus V'Talmidei Chachamim, L'kol she'ir alehem kach, it's the right thing to do. There's a midas chasidus, and talmidim should do the same. There's the way of talmidei chachamim, that indeed, if you did become a number two and you didn't know it was a shogeg or is a mazi, but even if it's a shogeg, the right thing to do is turn that asset, that opportunity, that employment opportunity that number two took away, it should be turned over to number one. And that's a form of tshuva. That is a tshuva. And that person will no longer be Nikra Rasha, called an evil person, because he has made amends of the situation. Have a wonderful day.